Friday. Don't forget, you can always send me emails and check in with what we've got going on here at stevegruber.com. I appreciate that. If you're somebody that doesn't want to call in, remember the hotline's still open, 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. Yeah, I put a tie on. Looks good. Does it look good? Yeah, it looks good. For those of you watching, good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate that. All right, so I'm gonna go with what you said there, Anthony. We're gonna go to bite two here. The reason being is, and before I get to that, 877-310-9966. If you'd like to join the conversation, tell me what's on your mind anywhere in America, anywhere in Michigan, jump in, join on, and we'll be right there for you. Anyhow, Joe Biden said he would never cut off military aid to Israel. Never do it. This is from 5 years ago. Not exactly ancient history. Listen.
We appear to not have sound on that one.
We appear to have no sound on that one. I'll be speaking to Anthony after the broadcast. What did you do here, pal? We need sound, mister. This is a communications business. And then he'll give me that look. And we'll go on from there. Anyhow, let's see. Or I don't want to do. Okay. How about talking about withholding aid from Israel? How about we try bite number six and go from there with David Axelrod, former key advisor to Barack Obama, of course. And a guy who is willing to say whatever it takes to keep Democrats in power. Here's what he says, BS, by the way, about withholding military equipment from Israel. Here it is.
Republicans in Congress are going to be livid about this issue
because
right
they
here.
Think they have a good issue. Well, no. I get it. I think they think that, no. they, you know, he's the president of the United States. They're just politicians trying to take advantage of a situation.
Well, no, I think they support our ally, and maybe he doesn't. They're going to recall a time when we impeached the president of the United States for withholding military aid authorized by Congress from Ukraine, $400 million. That was the basis of the impeachment. This is congressionally authorized military aid to our ally, and he is withholding it for political reasons.
The basis of that impeachment was that the president of the United States called the president of Ukraine, and he said, I want you to do me a favor and open an investigation on the person who I think may be my opponent in the next election. That was the basis of the
And he wants Israel to stand down on Rafah because his base is mad at him. It's a political reason.
Scott, the analogy just doesn't hold.
Yeah. Well, look, withholding supplies from Israel is absolute insanity. It is. So we got that one. How about this one? And I'm just cleaning up the I'm just doing housekeeping from this crazy week. Stormy Daniels, of course, on the stand here this week. And apparently it was completely tawdry and completely inappropriate to the point that the judge is going, stop. Whatever, you know, just stop, right? But she talks to dead people? Did you know that, Anthony? She talks to dead people? I mean, really?
I did, yeah. She actually was a medium for me.
I wish you could have heard that. Apparently she's a medium for Anthony. And when he leaves here, he goes to the Stormy Daniels crystal ball. Wait a second, that sounds weird. I just rolled the tape.
Stormy Daniels now claims that she is a medium and that she communicates with dead people and has participated in a TV series about the paranormal, where she explores things, including the fact that at one point an ex-boyfriend of hers was inhabited by spirits. Stormy Daniels is a liar and she is crazy.
All right, she is crazy. Well, I don't see the call here. Where's my call? I don't see it in a text message.
Peter in New York?
Why is it not here in my text messages? Technology's attacking me. Peter, good morning. Welcome to Free for All Friday.
Steve, good morning. You know, first off, without shows like yours, we true Americans would not know what's going on.
Well, right now I don't know what's going on, so I'm doing my best. Anyhow, good to have you on the program.
And it's not funny, but two quick questions.
All right.
Comer, McCabe, this is old hat, Peter Strzok. Boy, did you see Peter Strzok when he was in front of Congress? That smirk on his face? Nothing's been done about them, right? Brennan, Clapper, the whole gang there. And secondly, I think we should investigate how presidents like Clinton and Obama came out of the White House with so much money. And Donald Trump, President Trump, came out with less money.
Yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it? Isn't it remarkable how somebody goes in, they're an ordinary person. I'll take Mike Johnson, for example. He didn't make much money. He was living paycheck to paycheck, he said, by his own admission, right? And all of a sudden, he makes deals with Democrats. I'm going to get that Mike Johnson is set for life. What do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, something bad's going on there, and he's a Christian man. He says he prays every morning there in the house, our house, you know. And and LBJ, he was invested in the Huey. No wonder he wanted to go to Vietnam.
And a variety of other reasons. And of course, it tore him up and spit him out, didn't it? Peter, I appreciate you checking in. Accept my party's nomination. Anyhow, finish it up for us.
Maybe LBJ had a lot on his conscience.
You think? You know, because I'm pretty sure from the time he stole the primary election in the Democrat primary of 1948, which is well documented, by the way, he rigged the election to win the primary as a Democrat.
200 and some votes. He had to go up to North Texas somewhere and get 200 and some votes.
He did. He got them. Peter, thank you for calling in.
Steve, thank you. I appreciate your show.
I appreciate people like you. It makes it worthwhile. We'll take a break and be right back.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.